Kix 93.5, today's hottest country. Wendy B with you this afternoon, and absolutely thrilled to have on the phone with me, Jewel. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am very well. I have to start by saying that I am very jittery and honored that I'm speaking with you, because not only am I a huge fan, but I've sang many of your songs while I have busked on the downtown Kingston streets in my life. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we obviously want to talk a lot about the upcoming country album this summer and your latest single, Stay Here Forever, but I want to kind of backtrack a little bit before we get there.
Yeah.
I think majority of our listeners and your fans are aware of the story to stardom. You know, you're an Alaskan country girl raised with cowboys, living in your truck, trying to make ends meet and get your way to fame that way, and of course doing that in your teenage years. But you have such a country background and influence. Why did you decide to do a country album only in recent years?
Well, I didn't know in the beginning that it was, I didn't realize that the industry was formed the way that it is. I was pretty naive. I was homeless when I was signed. I wasn't actually trying to become famous. I just, you know, I had had a job answering phones at a computer warehouse, and my boss, you know, propositioned me, and when I turned him down, he wouldn't give me my paycheck, and I got kicked out of where I was living so I couldn't pay rent. Had bad kidneys. I couldn't hold down a job because I kept getting so sick. The car I was living in got stolen. It was just bad times, and I went back to live singing because that's what I was raised doing, and began writing songs to have a big enough set to perform. And I wrote basically what my influences were, which were, I was a fan of singer-songwriters. You know, I listened to Loretta Lynn and Kris Kristofferson and Merle Haggard and Joni Mitchell and Neil Young and what I consider to be the greatest, you know, hopefully, songwriters. And that's what my style was sort of folksy country style. Amazingly, I got discovered. I wasn't trying to. It was just a complete accident. A limousine pulled up to a coffee shop I was singing in while I was homeless. And I didn't know that, you know, the record labels have specialties, kind of. And the record label that I was with only had, you know, pop and hot AC connections. They didn't know anybody in country radio, and heck, I was just glad anybody wanted to try and help me get out of being in a car. But I was really surprised, like, say, with You Are Meant For Me, I kept going, why can't I get this on country radio? And my whole career, for a while, they had a little subdivision in Nashville, but never just got any traction. And so finally, when my contract was up, I decided instead of re-signing with Atlantic that I would leave the label and go specifically try and release country songs. I just felt strongly that as a songwriter, if I was going to have a future, it was probably going to be in country music, because that's where songwriting is valued.
And well, and you've also done pop, holiday albums, the Lullaby album. And So is country kind of your favorite, or are you going to do a yodeling album in the future?
I yodeled on my Lullaby album, and I yodeled on my last country album. There won't be any yodeling on this
one. But yeah, so this is where your love and your heart is, though, all along. It's just been that process of getting there kind of thing.
Yeah, for me, my songwriting's always been what it is. Now I don't have to shy away from, you know, mandolin and fiddle, where before I was always told, hey, this sounds too country. Mm-hmm. So it's nice not to have to do that. But as far as my fundamental songwriting, I don't feel like I've had to change it at all. And it's nice for me to be able to finally talk about the way I was raised and the fact that I have an outhouse and that we butchered cattle every fall. It's nice to talk about it without being made fun of. So that's a good thing.
Now, Pieces of You went platinum 12 times and is said to be one of the best-selling debut albums of all time. Now, I know it's still one of my favorites of all time to this day. I've probably bought it a few times because I think back when there was no digital, there was just CDs, I wore it out a few times. Is this still your baby, though?
You mean is Pieces of You my baby?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. As an artist, I don't know if I experience my music the same way that other people do.
Yeah.
For me, my songwriting's always been like medicine for myself. You know, I've struggled a lot in my life, and I've had to work very hard to work myself out of situations I've been in and to work hard to find happiness. And I work away every day at that, and then my songwriting reflects that. So I feel like I'm on the same journey I always have been. You know, I'm a happy, fulfilled person, and my writing still reflects that.
And that's one of my favorite things about your music, is that you're a storyteller. I love that. And what's really cool, I just actually found this out. I'm a little bit behind on this, I'm going to admit, but I was reading a lot of it this morning, and I love it, is that you've given your fans a chance to actually enjoy your storytelling of your life firsthand with the AOL and the Boot blog.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, I've written a couple books.
Yes.
I haven't published one in a while, and when the the boot asked me to do these sort of weekly or bi-monthly blogs, it's been a lot of fun. I love having a direct relationship with my fans, and there's a lot about songwriting that I love, but it's also a really short format. So being able to write full short stories and share longer stories with fans has been a lot of fun for me.
Yeah, and well, it sounds like people liked it because they had to extend it. So
yeah, it's been nice. We're getting a lot of tests on it.
And you're such a busy woman, not only with your music, touring appearances, blogging, songwriting. The list goes on and on. I also heard that you are the founder of Project Clean Water. And, I mean, the title sounds pretty self-explanatory, but can you tell us a little bit more about what this is and what made you want to be so involved in something like this?
Yeah, you know, I was raised on the ranch where we had creek water that we drank. And when I was homeless in San Diego and had bad kidneys, I had to drink about a gallon of clean water a day, and I couldn't get clean water, and I couldn't afford to buy the clean water.
Wow.
And I thought, you know, if we're in America and we can't really drink our tap water, what's it like in the rest of the world? And I thought if I ever got in a position to help, I would. And amazingly, my life turned around. And in 1997, one of the first things I did with my money was start Project Clean Water. I've run it myself, pretty much funded it myself. We've put about 35 wells in 15 countries.
Wow. I never realized that was so personal. That's crazy.
Yeah, you know, I've never talked about it much because, I don't know, I just have always... I don't know. I guess it's easy to be a little cynical when you see celebrities on TV talking about charities that, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just something you do, and you've been doing it for so long.
Yeah. So it was just something I kind of wanted to do, but I also realized by doing it so quietly, I wasn't able to help as many people as I could. So I recently partnered with Virgin Unite and Voss Water to start helping more people than I could do on my own.
Well, that's great. I think a lot of people will be interested in hearing about that. So obviously you're so talented on so many levels, but speaking from the country station point of view, you've got all the country singer elements. You're married to a pro rodeo cowboy. You live on a huge ranch in Texas. You're a blonde bombshell, and you got your second country album coming out this summer. So it sounds like it's rolling along just fine, Jewel.
Well, I'm sure happy. You know, I'm living a lifestyle I love, and I get to talk about songwriting, which is amazing. You know, my whole career, what I've cared about are my lyrics, and I've had fans that care about it, but when I get on the radio, they'd ask me about my favorite nail color, so I love that I get on the radio, and now they ask me about songs. I just really am thrilled with it.
Well, if I talked to you back when Pieces of You came out, I'd be talking to you about the lyrics. Just let me put that out there. I don't really care about your nails, no offense.
No offense taken.
So, Stay Here Forever, such a bubbly country song. Did you have so much fun writing this one?
I did, yeah. I wrote it down here at the ranch, and it's sort of about when you love somebody, no matter where you are, even if it's just going to the local, you know, 7-Eleven, it's a pretty good time.
Yeah. And so are we expecting more songs like that off this upcoming album, or what can we expect from the upcoming album this summer?
You know, as I mentioned, I really care about the craft of songwriting, and I've worked really hard to try and improve at it. And there's a couple of songs here that are really old, some of my favorite ones I've never been able to record. But for the most part, I feel like these songs I've written are some of the best I've written in my career, and I'm really excited to share them with people.
Well, we are looking so forward to getting it in our hands. We wish you all of the success with the upcoming album, but I also have to say that I am, but I think a lot of us are always looking forward to kind of what you're going to blow us away with next in the future and with your career. So thanks so much for taking some time to talk with me today.
Thanks. It was nice talking to you.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much, Jewel. I'm beside myself, so thanks so much for taking time to talk to Canadian Radio.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.